And joining us on the line is travel expert Gary Sherwin and the co-founder of the Newport Beach Film Festival, Greg Schwenk. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Good morning.
And, I've got to start with you, Greg, as an American who must be looking at the current success and popularity of British film, and particularly British film stars. It seems that the Brits are coming back.
Well, I don't think they've ever really left, but I do think that what we're seeing is you know, that the continuation of that very, very strong tradition of celebrating the creative arts here in the UK and really being able to hone one's craft. And when you look at sort of the industry in the US, we are, while we do have theater, it's nothing like it is here in the UK. And being able to start off with that kind of classical training, go into film or television, and then come back through and refine and define your abilities, you just don't see that in the US. And so I think the UK actors especially are reaping that benefit. And we're excited to be honoring the Imitation Game tonight. And working with their cast and crew and really being able to help shine a spotlight on what is a very, very powerful film and very powerful performances.
And when we talk about these new young actors coming through from this country but making a worldwide success, Eddie Redmayne is one of those, and Benedict Cumberbatch, who people will know off TV productions as well, won't they?
Mm-hmm. Most certainly. And what's also nice, and one of the things I want to interject about the Newport Beach Film Festival, is that we're really a festival of discovery. And one of the things that we're going to be doing this year is doing a spotlight and showcase on UK filmmaking. And so we started with this honoring of the Imitation Game, but we're going to then continue on and really bring together the best in classic and contemporary filmmaking. And we're offering an opportunity to UK filmmakers for an extended deadline to submit their films to the Newport Beach Film Festival in Southern California until the 12th of February. And so if they log on to newportbeachfilmfest.com, they'll be able to click on our website and then get right through to submit their films and hopefully be part of the festival in April.
Well, Gary, looking out of the window today, and I could certainly do with a bit of California sun. It sounds a marvelous place to go, doesn't it?
Well, it is. It's a wonderful place to live and to work. And to just follow Greg here, and one of the things that we're also doing is offering a promotion. So if you are, in fact, a lover of the films here in the UK, you can actually come to Newport Beach in beautiful, sunny Southern California and enter into Window or Holiday. Let's say you get air from Air New Zealand, a week stay in a hotel, 300-pound shopping spree, and VIP access, and it's just for the UK market. The UK market's very important in Newport Beach. It's already the number one overseas visitor market into our community. We're 20 minutes from Disneyland, 1 hour to Los Angeles, 1 hour to San Diego by air, 1 hour to Las Vegas, 1 hour to San Francisco. So it's a great way to spend your Southern California holiday.
And of course, films are so much part of the culture in California, aren't they, really? I know that the industry moved over from New York in the very early days, but in Hollywood, that's where things really got going.
Absolutely.
And most certainly. And if you look at it, Newport Beach has been the historical playground for the stars. Way back in the 40s and 50s, it was all the big names had a home or a yacht. As a kid, I can remember John Wayne sailing by on the Wild Goose in Newport Harbor. So what's nice about it is that Newport continues to have that tradition and linkage to the golden age of Hollywood.
And Bogey fell in love with Bacall there, too. You know, he had a yacht called the Santana, and that's where he romanced Lauren Bacall and began that legendary part of their lives.
You see, these are splendid names, the names of great import to films. And it's nice to think that the tradition is carrying on like that. But when is the festival on? When do people need to go?
Sure. So again, if you're going to submit your film, please submit it by the 12th. And if you're going to be coming out as a participant in the festival and as someone who enjoys great cinema, the festival will run April 23rd through the 30th in Newport Beach, California. Right before Cannes, so get your tan before Cannes.
Be nice to be on that circuit, wouldn't it? Go to all these wonderful places. When film people get together and film fans, I would expect that, you know, there's a really lively conversation about what's hot and what's not.
Well, what's nice about the Newport Beach Film Festival is that with almost every one of our films has a Q&A afterwards. So if you want to get the behind-the-scenes understanding and take what is normally a passive experience of going to the movies and make it active, you can do that at the Newport Beach Film Festival. So if you like a film that we're going to be screening and you come out and you see it, you can meet the people that made the film happen. And then what's also nice is that we have evening galas with open bar and DJs and all that kind of cool stuff.
Now, beg your pardon.
Yeah.
A lot of films these days, the big blockbusters, the big money makers, the special effects, the computer graphics, that of course has its place. But do you think there is still that popularity and that area of films for people who want to go and see a story and really good acting? Is that going to be kept alive?
Well, I think both from the standpoint of the overt digital, you know, visual effect, and then that which you're looking at, which may be something that's been digitally altered, those are really there to enhance what you just mentioned. One of the things we've noticed over 16 years at the festival is that with the proliferation of technology, everything comes back to plot, story, character development, acting ability, and so you kind of level that playing field with that technology and the access to that technology. But what it really comes down to is, are you good at your craft?
And you look at the films that are nominated this year, The Theory of Everything and The Imitation Game. Those are very compelling stories, particularly noteworthy because they're both true stories, but also The King's Speech, another great British film that all dwelled upon a piece of history. Very gripping, and you can talk about the technology, but it came down to the narrative that came out of that movie and that ability to emotionally connect with the audience.
We do the past quite well here, don't we?
You have some good stories to tell, that's why.
Maybe not the future. So is it going to be Redmayne or Cumberbatch who lifts that little gold man later this year?
We'll have to wait and see.
Any tips for us? Or what do you feel? Who's the most deserving?
I think, they're both very strong performances. I think, again, we're very proud of putting the nod towards The Imitation Game and what the entire cast and crew did to, you know, tell a very gripping and powerful story. And I think Eddie Redmayne did a remarkable job and is an incredibly nice person. And both of those people deserve the accolades they've received thus far.
But we're going to be with Benedict tonight.
I was going to say, you'll be batting for Benedict.
That's right.
Well, just remind us, how can people find out more details about this year's Newport Beach Film Festival?
Well, there's two ways of doing that. And that first is go to visit newportbeach.co.uk. You can enter in to win the UK sweepstakes. That'll bring you out for a week so you can enjoy the festival. You'll learn more about Newport Beach, and there's a link also to the film festival and newportbeachfilmfest.com.
Right.
Well, fabulous to speak to you both, Gary Sherwin and Greg Schwenk. Greg from the Newport Beach Film Festival and Gary from Visit Newport Beach in sunny California. Thank you very much for bringing some sunshine into our lives today.
Well, thank you.
You take care.